Aleph. The Mishnah listed off the 10 chiluki dinim between mamonis and nefashis. So one of the differences was that indeed in nefashis you must have halanas adin. Indeed in mamonis there's no need for halanas adin. You only need halanas adin indeed in nefashis if the bezin paskins lechiyuv, if the bezin paskins that is chayv nisa. The bezin paskins right away that is potter, then there's no need for halanas adin. So the Mishnah says on the second wide line, on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Lefichach, therefore, Ein Donim Lo Be'erev Shabbos V'Lo Be'erev Yontov. Or Ein Donim Lo Be'erev Shabbos V'Lo Be'erev Yontov. Mishnah says on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Lefichach Ein Donim Lo Be'erev Shabbos Lo Be'erev Yontov, goes on Dinei Nefashos. It cannot be done Dinei Nefashos on Malkus Lo Be'erev Shabbos Lo Be'erev Yontov. Why? Because it'll only be possible to complete the Din Torah if it'll be Leftur. If the Bezin will decide, let's say they'll start the case on Erev Shabbos Erev Yontov. So if they decide that it's Potter from Malkus or Potter from Isa, so that's the end of the story. If they'll decide it all in one day, so that'll be the end of the story in Potter. If they'll decide that it's Chayiv, then you have to have Halanas Adin. So what are they going to reconvene on Shabbos? So Tosfos says, reconvening on Shabbos, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Dibra Mascha Ligmerei. To convene on Shabbos, isn't that a violation of Ein Donim B'Shabbos? There's a Mishnah in Beitza that says that the Chachamim made various Gzeres V'Rabban, Gzeres Shema Yichto. They prohibited Nekech HaMemka B'Shabbos, Gzeres Shema Yichto. You may write it down. So the Mishnah says also they prohibited Ein Donim B'Shabbos Gzeres Shema Yichta. So Tosfos said that's only Dini Mamonis. There's no Chashash Shema Yichta. But indeed in the Fashas there's no Chashash Shema Yichta. So the Gemara says if they'll reconvene on Shabbos that won't be a violation of the Ein Donim Gzeres Shema Yichta. That's what Tosfos learns. There won't be a violation, but still the Gemara says what's going to be? The Bezman will paskin that let's say in the, on Friday they paskin that is Chayv Malkus, a Chayv Nisa. You have to have Halana, so then they'll reconvene on Shabbos. They reconvene on Shabbos and then they'll paskin the writer. They'll think it over again. They'll paskin again. That is Chayv Malkus and Misa. They cannot give the Malkus and Misa on Shabbos because Misa's Bezin is not Becher Shabbos. So what do? They'll wait till Laila. You cannot give Misa's Bezin by Laila because the Pasuk said the last line on Lamadal and Mebeis, Behoka Osim Lashem, Neged Hashemish. Neged Hashemish means during the daytime. Just like the Gemardin has to be, by Yom Soto, the Oynish has to be by Yom. The whole marker that the Gemara Din has to be by Yom is from the pasuk that says that the Kiyum Ha'inish has to be by Yom. Ha'kosim Hashem Neged Hashem goes on the Kiyum Ha'inish has to be by Yom. So what they do, they'll make the first Gemara Din L'chiyiv Misa was on Friday. But you have to have Halanas Adin, so they think about it again overnight, so on Shabbos, they'll reconvene, they'll make a second Gemara Din L'misa. They can't give the Gemara Din right away on Shabbos, Mrs. Bezin is not there on Shabbos. Can't give Balai Law, Mrs. Bezin cannot be Balai. They have to wait till Sunday. Nimsus Atama'anas Dino, you see, not allowed to do that. So therefore the Gemara says it's improper to start the Din in the Nefashos case on an Erev Shabbos. And in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from Yerushalmi that it's not right to start a Din in Mominus case or even to do a get on an Erev Shabbos. And Hilchos Gittin, they write that. L'chatchila is not proper to be Misadar a get on Erev Shabbos. Not because of the Halonis Adin thing. It's only because people are rushing to make Achonis for Shabbos. So they're not going to give enough concentration to the matter at hand, even to the Din Torah. Choshim Mishma, they quote, not to have it in the Chathila, not to convene a Bezin to make a Din Torah of Din Mamas on Erev Shabbos. And the end of Hilchos Gittin, the end of Eben Ezra, it says, Chathila, whenever you can avoid it, it's not proper to have a Sidur Aget on an Erev Shabbos. And now the Gemara picks up this theme that was just mentioned by Havlo, that Misa's Bezdin is not Derech HaShabbos, despite the fact that to administer Mises Bezdin is a mitzvah. We mentioned last time that the Rambam's opinion is that it's four different mitzvahs: to give skila to those who deserve skila, to give sreifa to those who deserve sreifa, and so on. The Arba Mises Bezdin, the Ramban's opinion is that it's one mitzvah, the Yartara Mikabecha, and the Halachas Gedor. This is of the opinion that each person is Chayv Mises, a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give skila to the Avodah Zarah, a second mitzvah to give skila to the Negadev, third mitzvah to give skila to the Mishkav Zohar, fourth mitzvah to give skila to the Boal Naira Hamarasa, and a mitzvah to give Sreifa to the Boal Eishas Baskoin, Eishas Ishas Insa, mitzvah to give Chenek. Every time the Torah gives a mitzvah to give Chenek, to give Skila, each and every one, each and every single one, so the Halach as well as counts each one as a separate mitzvah. That's the three-way machlokes. So it's clear that there is such a mitzvah to administer Mises Bezdin to those who deserve, or to administer Malkus to those who deserve to get Malkus. So the Gemara was taking it for granted that Davar Poshut, that was Bahav law, that Mises Bezdin is not Derech HaShabbos. The Gemara said, if you have the Din Torah on Friday, you have the Din in the Fashis case will begin on Erev Shabbos, so if they'll say Potter is good, but if they'll say Chayv, then you need Halonas HaDin. So what are they going to do? They're going to reconvene on Shabbos. What will they say? If they say Chayv, so you can't give Mises Bezdin a day. Give it balayla, you can't do balayla. You have to wait till Sunday. It's halonas hadin. So that's inui hadin. That's not proper. So how did the Gemara know that that's so? And Mises Bezdin is not dechashab. So that's what the Gemara discusses now. So this is the last five lines on the Yom. Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. They lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is telling over a discussion that took place in Eretz Yisrael that the Talmidim had related to Ravina Ravashi. They heard it over in Babel. Why not say Tehekuras Meis Mitzvah dechashab is Mikal v'Chaymer? Why shouldn't I construct a Kal V'Chaymer to say that to bury at Meis Mitzvah should be permissible on Shabbos? How do you know? What's the Kal V'Chaymer? It goes like this. Ma Avoida, Akrovas Akrabonis is Deicha Shabbos. Which Akrovas Akrabonis is Deicha Shabbos? Tmidim U'Musafim. The din is that the Korban Shizman U'Kavu. We usually say the Korban Sibur. Korban Sibur is Deicha Shabbos. Korban Yoch is not Deicha Shabbos. So the Mishnah says at the beginning of the second parak in Tzmura that that's not exactly accurate. It doesn't really depend on Korban Sibur versus Korban Yoch. It depends on korban she zman kavua versus a korban she ain't zman kavua. You have sometimes a korban tzibur where it's not zman kavua. Parhalam davar shel tzibur. It's not the zman kavua. The whole Bez Nagol made a mistake of psak, and everybody in the robe of Klal Yisrael violated the davar sheish bekaris based on the psak of the Bez Nagol. So they bring a korban tzibur, parhalam davar shel tzibur. That's not the Shabbos because it's not zman kavua. There's no specific zman when you have to be makir that part. So the din is that that's not Derech Shabbos. On the other hand, it's not Derech Shabbos, not Derech Yochid. On the other hand, there's a Korban Yochid, which is Derech Shabbos. When is that? Let's say the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol has an obligation to pay for a Minchas Chavitim, which is offer, which is divided in half, Machtzisa Rabbeke, Machtzisa Bein Arbaim. He doesn't have to be the one who's Makrevit. You only need a Kohen Gadol to do the actual Avoida on Yom Kippurim itself. But all year long, you don't need a Kohen Gadol, but he has to be the Bala Korban, he has to pay for it. And it's called Nikra Al Shema, it's called his Korban because of the fact that he pays for it. That's how you decide. For whom is the Korban offered in Nisa Beheta? Who is the Bala Korban in Nisa Beheta? Whoever pays for it, he's the Bala Korban. So the din is that the Chavit Kohen Gadol is Korban 7 days a week. Every single day it's Korban. Even on Shabbos, even on Yom Tov, even on Yom Kippur. And then on Yom Kippur Gufa, not all the Korbanos are paid for by the Tzibur. Half of the korbanos that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur are paid for by the Kohen Gadol. Parachatos Hashaloi. Parachatos Hashaloi means that he pays for it. Rabbeel Bnei Yisrael, that they should buy some of the korbanos. And the Parachatos Hashaloi means that the Kohen Gadol pays for it. That's why you have to give him a higher salary that he should be able to pay for all these special korbanos that he has to fund. So the din is that it doesn't really depend on Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibur, but that's the Mishnah beginning of the second parak in Tmura. It depends on Korban Shein Zman Kavur versus a Korban Shein Zman Kavur. So the din is that a Korban Shein Zman Kavur, a Tmidim and Musafim, are Doicha Shabbos. And we have a din in the Chumash that says that if somebody is a murderer, it's in Lav Davki, if someone is a murderer, anyone who's chayv, anyone in the Mises Bezin, for any aver that he did, so it says, Mi'im biz b'chit k'chen alomus. It's in Shmois Chof Aleph, in the middle of Parshas Mishpat. The Pasuk happens to be speaking about a Ratzeach, who killed Ben Yisrael v'sayev, so it says, Mi'im biz b'chit k'chen alomus, but the Gemara understands that it's lav davke, Ratzeach, it goes on any one of the Harugi Bezin. So you see in the Chumash that what? That Misas Bezdin is so important to administer the Arba Misas Bezdin that even if the one who is Chayav Misas Bezdin happens to be the only coin around today, and you have to bring a korban lechesh shmana kavua, you have to bring to minimum sofman. He's the only kohen who's roy. All the other kohanim are tomei chveis. All the other kohanim, if the other kohen would be tomei, so we say tumah would be muta betziva. But let's say all the other kohanim are bali mumen, or all the other kohanim have a tumah yotzal migufoy. So you don't say tumah huchu betziva by tumah yotzal migufoy, only by tumah smago. So for some reason or another, he is the only kohen who could be makruv the korbanos. So we say sorry. It says in the chumash mi mizbechit tikachen olamus. That the Mises Bezin is so important, it's more important than the mitzvah of Hakrobas Kola Karbonos, even Karbon Tzibush is Manakavua. We know that Karbon Tzibush is Manakavua is so important that it's even Deicha Shabbos and Yontif. So if A is greater than B and B is greater than C, that's called a Kavachayma. We usually used to thinking of a different Kavachayma. We usually used to thinking that I know that A is Machomba than B, Baharaya from a certain detail halacha. So if A is Mohammed and B it says Nechumish B has a Chumrah, so A certainly has that Chumrah. Or let's say, if A is Mohammed and B, and A has a Kula, so Kal V'chomer that B has that Kula, because A is Mohammed and B and has the Kula, so certainly B has that Kula. So we're usually used to thinking of that kind of a Kal V'chomer. What is Mohammed? How do you first you establish that one is Mohammed and the other, either based on the Dina, based on a Svara, and then you say, well, if A or B has a certain Dina, Kula Luchumra, so I certainly have to apply it to the other case. That's one kind of a Kal V'chomer, but the Rishonim say that Yesh Bacham L'Saimon, this is a stronger Kal V'chomer. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, so Kal V'chomer that A is greater than C. So that's the Kal V'chomer that Resh Lakish is making over here. Why not say that we know that Misas Bezdin Nachamos, or that's my Kal V'chomer the Gemara is going to get to later. Why not say I chaptois that Kal V'chomer the Gemara is going to have later? We know that Misas Bezdin is so chomer that it's doich hakrovas kol hakarbonos kulam mim is bichiti kechan olamus, and we know that minimum sof ma doich Shabbos. So Misas Bezdin is doich karbonos zman kavua, karbonos zman kavua is doich Shabbos. So you should say the Mrs. Bezin's Deich Hashem. That's what the Tana Rebbe Shmuel speaks about in the Brice. We'll get to that. But Rish Lakish asked a different question. I apologize. Rish Lakish asked a different question. That the din is that sometimes it's such a big mitzvah to bury a mace mitzvah, we allow a Kohen Gadol, even not only a Kohen Hedyot, a Kohen is not allowed to be Metamei Lameisim unless it's one of the seven relatives. Kohen Gadol and a Nozer are not even allowed to be Metamei to the seven relatives. Can go to and the nose, not allowed to be mitami even to the celebrant. And nonetheless, if it's a meis mitzvah, not only a kohen is mitami, even a kangodl, even a nozim, even if he's both together, even if the kangodl is a nozim, one on top of the other, even if he's a nozim, kangodl is still mitami to the meis mitzvah. So then the Bryce continues to say, Kidetanyo, three lines from the Ma'alim Gemara has the Bryce, it says regarding the nozim, it says, I'll call nafshis meis lo yob, is not allowed to be mitami to any relatives. So let it end over there. What does it have to say? Once it says, I'll call Nafshas Meisel Yov, so the Meisel is not Metamit to anybody. So the fact that the Chumash keeps on spelling out by a kind head that says it's not allowed to be Metamit to anybody, then it says, Kiim L'Sheir HaKorav Eilov, but if it's a relative, then he may. So it's a Yetzim in HaKlal. So there the Chumash has to say which relatives are Yetzim in HaKlal. So it mentions the Zayin Kroiv. It mentions the father or the mother, mentions the brother or the sister, mentions the son or the daughter, and then it mentions the spouse. That's what we discussed, I think. The machlek is the Ramam and the Raivit, or the Habal Metamei LeYishta, whether that's a din derais or din derabbanan. The Ramam writes a chiddush, that's only a din mederabbanan. That the fact that Habal is Metamei LeYishta is not a din menatar, it doesn't say in the Chumash, it just says, Kiim L'Sheira HaKorav Eilov. So Pasha Pshat is, the Kohen is not allowed to be Metamei Tani Mason. Kim the Sheir HaKarabed, unless it's one of the relatives, colon. And then the Chumash starts listing off six relatives. Kim the Sheir HaKarabed means unless it's a relative. So the Gemara has a tradition that's not the way you read the Pasuk. You read Kim the Sheir HaKarabed of Kama, Kama. Sheir HaKarabed, goes Sheir is a Wishto. Goes on his wife. Why does he use such an Eloshin Sheiro? Why doesn't it say Ishto? Because if it would have said Ishto, he would have thought he's even Metami to Ishto Arusa. Now that it says Shera means Shera Basa, only Ishto Nesua. That's the Gemara has a Brisa in several places, quite a few places, that Ishto Arusa, if the man only has Erisim with the wife, and the wife died, so it says, La Oinon Lov, La Metami Lov, La Meifin Edareha. These are the three of the many nafkaminas. There are 10 differences, la'alacha, some of the raisa, some of the rabbana. Differences between an arusa and a nisua. The chiv of sherksus v'yayna is only after nisuin. During erisin, there is no din of sherksus v'nasa la'yigra. That's also a din deraisa. Sherksus v'yayna is a din deraisa, and it only, whatever it means, whatever sherksus v'yayna means, a din deraisa, it only applies after nisuin, not during erisin. And then this braisa says that ishta arusa la'yayna la. There's no aninus, v'lo mitami lo, if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to be mitami, v'lo meifin nidareha. Ha'bal meifin nidre yishta is only after nisun. If during erisin, you have to have nara hamaras, avi or bailam if you're in the direh. You have to have a hafor b'shutfus. Both the orus with the ov have to be meifin together. If it's shayach to have it, if she's not a bogeris, she's a bogeris, so she's not b'shus avi anymore. But if she's a nara hamaras, she's still b'shus aviyah, then they may fit together b'shutfus. So there are many differences between arusa and nisuin. So that's the pasha pshat the Gemara learns, and the pasha pshat in the Gemara is that it's a din deraisa. That's how the Rabbi writes it. It says that a kohen hedyot is not allowed to be mitame l'meisim, kiim unless l'she'era hakaravelov kama, unless it's his wife. And the reason why it says she'era instead of ishta is to imply that it's only a nisua, as opposed to an arusa. Kiim l'she'era kama l'yovelim kama, and it's listing off 1, 2, 3, lists off all the 7 relatives. And the Rambam holds it. That whole drasha is all on asmachtam of the Rabbanan. Kim l'sheiro means unless it's a relative colon. And then which relatives? Then it says liavolima, the 6 relatives. And the ishta is only the Rabbanan. How could it be that ishta is only the Rabbanan? The Gemara says in Yevamis. Thank you. Gemara says in Yevamis on daf pei tes. There's a long sugya. They didn't koyach biad chachamim laka dov manatayre v'kum v'yaseid. Chachamim have authority to make mishmartim as mishmarti. Asum mishmeres no mishmarte. The Chacham were authorized. Asay siyog later. They may introduce siyogim that you're not allowed to do malacha with your left hand on Shabbos. Gzeri do malacha with your right hand. You're not allowed to do mekachememka on Shabbos. Gzeri shem yichtov. Ain't done in Shabbos. Gzeri shem yichtov. You're not allowed to carry in a karmelos. Maybe you'll carry in a shusarab. Chayna v'chayna. All the gzeres that are abundant that they made in kol later or kol shniyas la rise. They made so many gzeres that are abundant. So the Gemara says not only did they have a right to make gzera to be mater or dovra muta, they have a right to make gzera. The asakim mitzvah. They prohibit us from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholis B'Shav. They forbid us from putting on tzitzis on a beggar shel pishtan. They forbid. They sometimes forbid people from bringing a korban pesach. A ger shenizgar be'er pesach is not allowed to bring a korban pesach that year. They tell him come next year. Bring a korban pesach next year. Don't bring pesach sheni. Don't bring this year. We don't allow you because of a whole complicated gzera. A whole gzera. So the Gemara says the Chachamim even have an authority to make a gzera de Rabbanon to prohibit us from fulfilling a mitzvah. Not only to prohibit a davar muta, they prohibit us from fulfilling a mitzvah. Mamash akiras davar menatera, but the akiras davar menatera is only b'shevi al tas. What about akiras davar menatera v'kum v'yaseh? Do the Chachamim have the ability to say this woman menatera is an eshes ish, but the Rabbanon we permit her to remarry? So the Gemara has a whole pilpul that they have, let's say, menatera, something is a tevel, and with the Rabbanu they have a whole reason why, and they declare that you're allowed to eat the tevel. Can you have such a thing? Menatera, someone is a goy, and with the Rabbanu they say you're allowed to marry the goy. Can there be such a thing? Do they have so much authority? So the Bavli comes to the conclusion that not. Pilpul, back and forth, the conclusion of the Gemara, and the Bavli and Yevam is daf peites, and daf tzadik is that no, atke dekach, the Chacham do not have authority. The Reform, of course, the conservative, of course, hold not so. They say, no, Hillel made a prusbul. What does it mean, a prusbul? They keep on hacking with Hillel's prusbul. The Gemara talks about prusbul. The Gemara asks the kasha, how can I make a prusbul if Menatera, there's a prohibition, lo yigos, you're not allowed to ask for the debt after Shemitah comes to an end, you're not allowed to ask for the money yet. And then Hillel allows you to go bother him and check for him and ask for the money. So the Gemara asked that kasha. How do we have the ability to make a prusbul? So the Gemara gives two answers. In Gittin, the Gemara gives one answer that the takanas prusbul only applies bizman sheshmitas ksofim is only the rabbanon. And when is that? Bizman that there's no din of yovel because shmita is only the raisa when it leads up to yovel. Bizman that you don't have kol yoshvei aleha, so yovel doesn't exist. So shmita is only the rabbanon. So then prusbul works, but the most HaMashiach, when Shemitah will be, when Yovel will exist again, and Shemitah will be there, right? So then prusbul won't work. Half of the Rishonim Paskin like that. Machlek is the Rambam and the Rai, but how to Paskin on this? And the other Rishonim Paskin like the other Teretz in the Gemara, that it's not so. Afilu bizman that Shemitah will be there, right? So there's no problem on prusbul because just dealing with money, whatever comes to money, so the Chachamim have the right to make whatever takanas they want to, based on the principle of hefker bezna hefker. Once you say hefker bezna hefker, so that solves the whole problem. Because you have so many takanas derabbanim, and I tell you, not chayv derabbanim, you are chayv. What do you mean by derabbanim yachayv? You're screaming bloody murder, you don't want to give me the money. The chachamim allow me to steal the money from you. And I tell you, it's gezel. The derabbanim, they allow me to steal the money. So the answer is no, it's not loy sigzel. Once they use the power that they have to make hefke bezna hefke, so the money is not your money, so there's no violation of loy sigzel. So that's what half of the Rishayim said, that's the answer to this kasha also. By the Pruzbal. How can Hillel make a takana de Rabbanon? Bakira's Dovman Atar Bikumi, I said, the Bavli comes to the conclusion, it's not clear what the Yerushalmi holds. Some Farshim on Yerushalmi claim that Yerushalmi comes to the conclusion like the other opinion, that yes, like the conservative rabbis, that Yeshkaf Yachacham Lakadomanate. It's interesting, the conservatives hold that the rabbis have more power. See, we hold that the rabbis don't have so much power. The conservatives have such amunas chachamim, the rabbis have unlimited power. They can be yoked the whole religion. They did it. The rabbis have the ability to be yoked the whole religion. All on imams, they can be yoked the Rabbani Shalom, they can be yoked the Tarmin Hashemai. They throw everything out in the ground. But the Bavli says that the authority of the rabbis is very restricted. They only have authority in Didi Mamanis. They can be mafka the Mamanis, so that solves all the problems. Or, when it comes to Yisra Heter, they have authority only b'shevi al tas and not b'kum yaseh. So that's what the Rambam is bothered over here. How can he say such a thing? A Kohen is not permitted to be metame l'meisim min haTorah. And there are six exceptions to the rule min haTorah. But the Rabbanon, there's a seventh exception that he's permitted to be metame to his wife. Ishta nesua, ishta rusa, not allowed to be metame. Ishta nesua is allowed to be metame mid the Rabbanon. How can it be mid the Rabbanon? V'cheyeshkech b'yar chachamim l'akadob min haTorah b'kum yaseh. So the Rambam gives you an answer. And this answer appears in the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Peites, but the Gemara says it in a different case. The Rambam took the Gemara and he says that's the answer in all cases. The Rambam says, Asu chachamim kemeis mitzvah. The Halacha says that a Kohen is not allowed to be mitame to any mason unless it's one of the six relatives, let's say. According to the Rambam, only six relatives, not seven relatives. But if it's a meis mitzvah, then Halacha says that Kohen is permitted to be metame. So the Rambam and the Gemara says, what's the definition of a meis mitzvah? Let's say the Nasi Shemeis, the greatest Tamcha. So the Gemara says, Halacha, Nasi Shemeis, Hakol Kroivov. Everybody is his relative. The Gemara asks, Hakol Kroivov, Saltadaitach, is not true. Not everybody's his relative. Ella Hakol Kikroivov. Everybody's considered as if they're Kroivov. What does it mean? Everybody has to be metame, even the Kohanim. Even the Kohanim are metame. And the Rabbi Chaim Cohen said that when the Rabbi Natam died, if he would have been there, he happened that he was out of town. He had moved out of it. But he says if he would be there when his Rebbe had passed away, Rabbi Natam was such an ungodly. He says he would have participated in the Levai, he would have been Metame. Like the Gemara says, Nasi Shemeis, Hakol Kikroiv of everybody's Metame. So what kind of a business is that? Are you talking, that sounds like conservative? That's Yeshkach Lakov Kumbi, I say. How do you allow that? So the Gemara says, no. The concept of meis mitzvah is a concept of kavod abrius. If it's a serious issue of kavod abrius, a meis mutal b'bizayin, no one's taking care. So that kavod abrius is derech the yisur of kohuna, that kohen is not allowed to be metame. So normally you say that it's only a serious violation of kavod abrius. No one is being metapa. Let's say a great godel ador dies, the great nasi died, and half of Klal Yisrael is not going to attend the funeral. All the kohanim are not going to go to the funeral. So that'll be a bizayin amei. So the Gemara says that we require of the Kohanim that they must be metame. They must participate in the levaya, because if not, it'll be a prisus hakovet to the nasi. So that has the status as if that's ki'ilu would be a meis mitzvah. So the Rambam quotes a Gemara. The Gemara is talking about it a little differently. The Gemara is talking about the following case. A man is married to a girl midirabana. The girl was a ketana and her father died. So a ketana, the father has a right to marry off his daughter who's a ketana. If the father's not alive, so the girl menatora cannot get married at all. The mother and the brothers can only marry off the rabbanon. So let's say that's what happened. The mother or the brothers married off the ketana. Ketana shehi siyua, himo v'yacheha. And then she dies. So is the husband metame or not? How can, she's only married with the rabbanon. Menatora, they're not even married. So menatora, she's not related to the kohen at all. So menatora, there's an isa. He's not letting me metame. And with the Rabbana, we allow the coin to be metame. The Gemara says, how can that be? V'cheyeshkach v'yachachomim l'akadom v'nator b'kum v'yaseh. So the Gemara says, asu ha-kemeis mitzvah. They declared, it'll be scandalous because he gets the Yerusha from the little girl. The girl dies, he gets the Yerusha. And then he's not going to go to the funeral. He's going to be Ashan de Nacharpe. He gets the Yerusha. They were living together for a short period of time. Couldn't be too long because she dies before 12 years old. She's a Ketana. So he gets a Yerusha. He's not going to attend the funeral. That'll be scandalous. Some of the Rabbanon, they said that this Menatar is considered as if it's a Meitz Mitzvah. So the Gemara happens to be speaking about a specific case when the man with Kayin was married to a girl with a Kedushim were only the Rabbanon. It's Kedusha Miyun. If she would have been a minor, it would have been Oikah the Halishus. It was only Hisiyur Ima V'Achem. She was married by her mother and her sisters. So the Rambam takes that Gemara and he says, that's the explanation why every claim is Matam Elish, there's only the Rabbanon. You read the Pasuk, Kim L'Sher HaKor Avel of Kolen, Lov Olim, etc. It's not Kim L'Sher HaKor Avel of Kama, that L'Sher HaKor Avel is the first relative, namely Ishtoi. Sher is the Ishtoi. No, that's only an Asmachtam of the Rabbanon. Right. So the Gemara says Sheira goes on Ishta. So there by Yerusha, that's a machlokes hatanoim. That's in Yesh Neuchlin, that's a machlokes hatanoim in a Pchiris. The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the other tanoim where the Habal Yerushis Ishta is the Raisa de Rabbanon. That's an Ishgefelach. You can say Habal Yerushis Ishta is only the Rabbanon, Hefke Bezn Hefke. It's only a matter of money. That's not so big. But over here, the Gemara never recorded such a machlokes. Where did the Rambam get such an idea from? The Gemara says the Rambam paskens over there also. In Hilchas Nachlis, Hilchas Isha said in Hilchas Nachlis, the Rambam has it twice, that a Bal Yerusha Sishta is only with the Rabbanim. And the Raibit is masik on the Rambam, that there was such an opinion among the Tanoim. The Raibit thinks that that's not the accepted opinion. So the Ragachover writes that the Rambam paskin that Abal Metame Leishta is only with the Rabbanon, that it's Hobe Hotal with Abal Yerusha Sishta. Why? Because there's a problem over here. There's a Poshita problem. When my brother dies, my brother is not my brother. So even after he dies, he's still my brother. So that's a din. He has to be Metame. When a parent dies, when my mother dies, I have to be Metame. My mother's my mother. Even after she died, I have to be Metame. Or let's say the Kohen's child dies, a child is a child. But if the wife dies, so once she dies, so they're not married anymore. So what do you mean is Metame to his wife? Or his wife. So the Ragachov explains, that must be the Machlekes HaTanaim, where the Abal Yerush Yisishta is a din the Raisa de Rabbanon. When does the din of Yerusha set in? Does the din of Yerusha set in after the rich uncle died already? After the Marish died. So if it sets in after the Marish died, after the wife died, then they're not related anymore. So how can it be that Abal Yerush Yisishta? Ois Baal, ois Ishtoi. Once you have Mises or Isha, so they're not related anymore. There's no Ein Sheris Lachamisa. So you have to say Abal Yerush Yisishta is only the Rabbanon. But if you hold it, Abal Yerusha Sishta is there, so then you have to say that the din of Yerusha sets in the last second as the person is about to die, not after the person died already. So the Ragachava says that the Rambam held that just like the Gemara records a machlekes satanoim and yesh nechon, but Abal Yerusha Sishta is there, so the Rabbanon and the Rambam felt aloch is that that's only the Rabbanon. So the Rambam thought that same machlekes, like you said, the same expression, kim l'sheir ha-karabeloch. And over there so also says, and Satam is Nachlos of the Sheira HaKorabelov. So the Gemara says, Sheira is the Wishtoi. Satam is Nachlos Sheira Loi. Even though the Pasuk says, and Satam is Nachlos of the Sheira, it sounds like when the husband dies, he gives the Yerusha to the wife. So the Gemara says, that's not what it means. You should read the Pasuk as if it said, when the Satam is Nachlos Sheira Loi. The Gemara calls it Gorin HaMasifim V'Dorshin. You take when the Satam is Nachlos So, has a Vav at the end, Nachlos So, Lisheira. So you take off the Vav from Nachlos So, you take off the Lamed from Lisheira, that's called Gorin, Humasif and Vidarshan. Then you put together the Lamed and the Vav, you read the Pasuk as if it had said in Satam Snachal Sheira Lo. When the wife dies, Sheira is a Ishta. If the wife dies, he gives the husband the Nachla from the wife. So one Tana holds that that's the Reis, and the Rambam Paskins, that's the Rabbanon. So the Rambam Gehalten, the Ragachava Reis, the Rambam Gelan, that Machlokes HaTanoim is also applicable over here by Abal Metami Lishtoi. Even though the Gemara never recorded the Machlokes, he claims that it's Hobah HaTalya. So since the Rambam Paskin, that Abal Yerusha Sishta is only the Rabbanon, so here he also Paskin, that Abal Metame Lishta is only the Rabbanon. And the Raivin is Masig over there, the Rambam should have Paskin like the other Tana, that Abal Yerusha Sishta is the Raisa. So the Raivin over here is also Mechulik with the Rambam. He says, Abal Metame, HaKlein Metame Lishta is a Din the Raisa here too. So here by the Klein Hed Yod, the Chumash says that the Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to be Metame to any mace, unless Kim l'sheir hakarav, unless it's one of the relatives. So the Chumash has to spell out the six or the seven relatives that are mutar. But by the Kohen Gadol, the Nazir, the Chumash wants to say, not let him imtal meisim, period. And there's no exception to the rule. So why does it have to say, li'ovav li'ima lo yitam, alochon l'chose lo yitam, shnei tachshayim, hakol nafshis meis lo yavoy, sof pasuk, what do you have to spell out? That he's not allowed to be metametir relatives. You don't say any exception to the rule. So in the middle, life is that the rule is not allowed to be metametir. So that's what the Gemara darshins on every relative who's mentioned. It's here, Bamid Bavav, the bottom of Laman Hamadal. So the Bryce is commenting on the Pasuk by Nazir. That's in Parshas Nosam, Bamid Bavav, chapter Vav. It says the Nazir is not allowed to be metametir meisim, and it mentions all of the relatives that he's not allowed to be metametir meisim. Shtetach shayin, not allowed to. Why do you have to bother to mention the relatives that you're not allowed to? So the Gemara, the Bryce says no. Each phrase in the Pasuk that says a relative that you're not allowed to, it's kilu lola lamer alatzma yotzep, it's hareza bola lamer v'nim salon, it's really telling me a different din. I don't need it. I don't need it to say that you're not allowed to be metame. I need it to tell me that there's another case that he is metame. So the Gemara, the Braisa says, kidetanya. It says, l'ovi v'lim olacha achoysoi, not allowed to be metame. Ma tal maloyma, what he needed for? Shtetach shayin. The nose is not letting him time. So the Brisa says no. It means tell me the following. Let's say he's about to go perform a very important mitzvah. It's Erev Pesach and he's on his way to be Makor Korban Pesach. Or he's going to be Mali's son on the Yom Shmini. The baby was born a week ago. He wants to perform the meal of his mana. If he doesn't go, it's not that the Moel will do the bris without the Abi Aben. Not that he called up from the hospital the day the baby was born. The mother's going to be there by the priest, whether the father's there or not. No. The father has to go be metapolin. And the father doesn't show up, so no one's going to take care of the meal of his mana. So what happens if the father, the man, is busy being Masada Korban Pesach? Or he's busy, he's supposed to take care of the meal of Sabdain today. And he finds out that a relative died. So what's the din? So the mitzvah to be metame to all of, to the Zion Kroivim? Mitzvah to be metame. So what's the din? Should it be mitame? Yochel yitame? Should the person be mitame to the... It's going to take a while. It's going to take him an hour to be mitapel on the levaya. Take a few hours to be mitapel on the levaya. Be mitapel on the levaya. That'll be the end of his opportunity to bring Korban Pesach. He just heard about it. It's already late in the afternoon. They're only going to offer Korbanos Pesach until 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's it. 6 o'clock, they lock up the gates of the Beis Hamikdash. There's no more Korbanos. And now it's 5 o'clock. And it'll take at least an hour. To take care of the mace. If he's going to take care of the mace, that'll be the end of his Korban Pesach. Or it's already 5 o'clock in the afternoon and he didn't take care of the milas habayim. If he doesn't take care of the bris today, I have to take care, then tomorrow's already, then he'll do tomorrow. So it'll be a milas shalevis mana. So what do you say? So it says in the Braisa, he should ignore the kvuras ha-kroivim and he should take care of the Korban Pesach and take care of the milas habayim. Yochol, the Brisa continues, maybe one would think Kishem Sheni Metame Lachosa, just like he shouldn't be Mevater on Korban Pesach, he shouldn't be Mevater on Milas Habein because of the Levi participating in the Levi, one of the seven relatives. Kachin Metame Lameis Mitzvah. What if he's on his way to perform the Bris Milah, see to it that they take care of the Bris Milah of the son, or he wants to see to it that they take care of the Korban Pesach? And then he bumps into a mace mitzvah, and that'll take him 2 hours to take care of the mace. There's no one else around, only going. If he'll give it over to other people, they'll be going. So that'll be a violation of mace mitzvah, covered on mace. So he's the only yid, he has no choice. So what's going to be if it's a mace mitzvah? So that's what it says in the pasuk. So what do you learn out from that pasuk? That the mitzvah of being metapel and a mace, the inyan to be metapel and a mace mitzvah is so chashuv, it even takes precedence over hakrovas korban pesach. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He's on his way, running to the Beis Hamikdash. They're going to lock the gates at 6 o'clock, and he's going to be from the last group of people offering the korban pesach. And then he bumps into the mace mitzvah. There's nobody around, so we say, take care of the mace mitzvah and bring pesach sheni. Don't bring pesach rishon. So you see that what? Meis mitzvah, the inyan to be metapelin and meis mitzvah is so important that it's even greater than the mitzvah bringing Korban Pesach. And we know that Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, that's his Kal v'chomer. Safei is greater than B.
base mitzvah is more important than Korban Pesach, and Pesach is more important than Shabbos. It comes out that A is greater than C. A is greater than D, B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. It should come out of Kal v'chaimer that what? That base mitzvah, Shabbos, and Nidchas Mithnei Avodah, Hakrobos, let's say Hakrobos Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, and it didn't take away Meis Mitzvah Deicha Yisah. See that what? That people in a Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Hakrobos Korban Pesach, and Hakrobos Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, if it's Erev Pesach Holi is B'Shabbos. Here we're talking, it's not Erev Pesach Holi is B'Shabbos. Let's say if it'll be Erev Pesach Holi is B'Shabbos, then Hakrobos Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. So A is greater than B, B is greater than C. Should come out the Meis Mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos. That's a very strong taina, right? That's a very strong taina. Maybe the reason why the Meis Mitzvah is Deicha the Korban Pesach is because he has an opportunity to make good Tashlum and he'll bring Pesach Sheni. That's how some of the Rishonim learn there in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chof, where the Gemara says that the Meis Mitzvah is Deicha all kinds of things because it's Kavod Abrius, and Kavod Abrius is so important. So the Gemara says, just a minute, Kavod Abrius, we have the rules. Kavod Abrius is only Deicha and Didi Mominis. Kavod Abrius is Deicha Shabbos Aveda. If it's Zaka Beina Lefichvoidoi, or something like that, then you don't, Tamachachm giving our God to say this in Didi Mominis, then you say, the Kavod Abrius is Deicha Didi Mominis. But Kavod Abrius is not Deicha Nisa Veheta. The Gemara says, Kavod Abrius is not Deicha Nisa Veheta, because the Pasuk says, Ein Chochmah Meretz in Tfilin Neger Hashem, so it means, Kamach Meshechil Hashem, Ein Chochmah Kavod Lerab. So Gemara says, so how come over here you say that the Meis Mitzvah is Deicha and the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach? So Gemara says, Shani Hossam, that it's only Shevi Al-Tasa. So Pashup Shat in the Gemara that a Shevi Al-Tasa means that you're Mevatla Mitzvah. You're not saying Kavod Abrius is Deicha and Avera Deraisa. Kavod Abrius is Deicha, Avera is Derabbana, or it's Deicha and Avera Deraisa if it's in the area of Dini Mominus. But if it's in the area of Isa Vehetta, so it's not Deicha Din Deraisa. So the Gemara asks, but here you see that Kavod Abrius is Deicha the Din Deraisa of Hakrobos Korban Pesach. Whoever doesn't bring Korban Pesach is Chayv Korach. So you see that that Kavod Abrius live in Deicha in the area of Isa Vehetta also. So the Gemara says, Shevi Al Tasa Shaini. So most of the Rishonim learn Pshat Shevi Al Tasa. He didn't do an Aveira B'Kum V'Yaseh. It's just that he's not bringing the Korban Pesach. And they quote that the Oruch learns not so. The Oruch learns like that. The Shevi Al Tasa means that he can always bring the Pesach Sheni. How it fits into the expression Shev Al Tasa is problematic. Pashim Shad Shev Al Tasa does mean like that. Most of the Shem don't learn like that. But the Oroch learns Shev Al Tasa means, it says on the side of the Gemara, Daf Chof Amin Aleph and Brachos, they quote it. That the Oroch learns Shev Al Tasa means, Kavod Abrius is not really being Deicha the Korban Pesach. Kavod Abrius is Deicha being, it's Deicha the Korban Pesach Bismanoi. So instead of fulfilling the mitzvah Bishlei Musa Mamish, of bringing Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet Nissen, he'll fulfill it next month, he'll bring it on Yud Dalet year. Bring it a month later. He is in Yerushalayim. That's what it sounds like. He's near Yerushalayim. No, if he's derech rechayka, then he's not mechuyev in Korban Pesach. If he's derech rechayka, means that he's so far away that that's a machlek in Satanayim. What's pshat derech rechayka? So the Rambam passed his fifth. Rambam Paskin 15 mil away. One Tana says, Chutz me'askupa zazor, and Rambam Paskin is the other way. Derech Rechoka means if he's 15 mil away, that if he would travel a half a day, he wouldn't be able to make it. Pashup Shat Nigmar, Derech Rechoka is like this. The chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach starts at Chatzai, so you can't bring it in the morning. And you can only bring Korban Pesach until Shkia, you can't bring it after the Shkia. So how far, if I'm so far away from Yerushalayim, that if I would travel by foot, travel by car, you get there faster. But the Gemara says, no, that's the halacha over here, traveling by foot. So if you would travel by foot, would you be able to make it? You can run also. I'm not talking about running, I'm talking about normal traveling. An Adam Beinoni is going to travel. So where is he at Chatzos? If he's so far away from Yerushalayim at Chatzos that he won't be able to make it before the Shkia to come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring the Korban Pesach, that's called Derech HaChayko. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, that if he's more than half a day's travel away from Yerushalayim. The Rambam learns Pshat differently. The Rambam is very different. The Rambam says, it means, where is he in the morning at the Zricha? Where is he at Zricha? If it's Zricha, he won't be able to make it by Chatzos, then it's Derech Rechoka. What does it have to do with Zricha till Chatzos in the morning? You don't bring the Korban Pesach. You bring Korban Pesach in the afternoon. So all the Rishonim Lo Shat, where is he at Chatzos? If he's so far, if at Chatzos he's so far away from Yerushalayim that if he'll walk normally, he won't be able to reach Yerushalayim to bring the Korban Pesach before the Shkia, then it's called Erech HaChak and he's Potter from Korban Pesach. But if he's within that distance, then he is Mechuyev. The Rambam is strange. Why the Rambam says Erech HaChak means, where is he in the morning at Zricha on the 14th of Nisan? Will he be able to reach Yerushalayim by Chatzos? What does it matter the morning? The morning is Lamala V'Lamor. That's a problem with the Rambam. There's a big machalekes. What about Bizman Hazeh? There's a big machalekes in Achrein. Bizman Hazeh, nobody in his right mind is going to go by foot. Everyone's going to take a rent a car, rent a taxi, get a bus to take them. No one's going to walk 15 miles. The Minigoylem changed already today. The average traveler does not travel by foot today. So that's a big machalekes Achreinim. Is that a halacha l'moshe Sinai? What it says in the Gemara Pesachim that 15 mil is kam odem beidani mahalach odem bayoim. How much would a normal person walk if he's walking by foot? Kach nema halacha l'moshe Sinai, that it's not to be measured by traveling by horses or by horse and wagon and so on. What do you say? No, it is halacha l'moshe Sinai. But is it a halacha l'moshe Sinai, the average traveler? Was halacha l'moshe Sinai going by foot? The nafkamina is, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, now the average traveler is going to go by car. So that was a big machlekes Achreinim. So we don't know what the din is going to be when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Maybe this Pesach we'll have to find out what the din is. How do you determine what's derech hacheika? But the vayla, we have the shayla that comes up all the time by a funeral. The Gemara has a din in the third perek of Moed Katan. There's a din that if the family, let's say somebody died, and the relatives were here, made the kvura, and they started sitting shiva, and they have no telephones, they have no telegraph, and there's one member of the family who didn't know anything about it, and he comes into town, he comes home, and he finds out that the people are sitting shiva, that this relative died, he comes in the middle of shiva. So the Gemara has, so the Gemara says it depends. If he comes mimakom karov, then he sits shiva with them. Even we paskin, even if he missed the first 6.5 days. And he comes the morning of the 7th day of Shiva. And after the chakras is over, they're going to get up from Shiva and use the din of Mikzayim Kekula. The Kozman that the Avelim, Kozman Shadayim Loyomdu HaMenachemim, they didn't apply the principle of Mikzayim Kekula yet, so it's considered like they're still in the middle of observing Shiva. So this fellow who came, only if he comes from a Derech Kreiva, not if he comes from a Makom Rochek. If he comes from a Makom Karev, so he sits Shiva with them. There was one time in the Gemara that it has to be that he came from a Makom Karev, plus has to be in the middle of the three days of Shiva, the first 3 days of Shiva, Macham, and then the last 4 days. The Gemara said, we don't pass like that. We pass on this din, Bobi Makom Karev, Yoshev Yimoyim, Bobi Makom Rochek, any Yoshev Yimoyim, it applies even on the 7th day in the morning. That's how we pass. So that's a Shaila. What's the definition of Makom Karev, Makom Rochek? So Tosis quotes the Rif, who quotes the Bahag. The Makom Karev Makom Rochek is determined by Korban Pesach. Where did the Tanhan get such an Ein Trah from? That the relative who's in Chveis in Buffalo and he comes to New York, or the relative who's in Pennsylvania, he comes to New York, it depends if he's a Makom Karev, if he's close, if he came from a close location, then it's considered as if this is his Makom, as if he relates to the Avelim here. And if he comes from a Makom Rochek, too far away, it's not his makom. Where did they get such an Ein Trah? That if the person is far away, he doesn't relate to this place. And if he is close by, then he does relate. They got this concept from Korban Pesach, that there's a din, that B'derech HaChayko, he's not Mitzurif Tivishalayim. If he's B'derech Kreiva, then he is Mitzurif Tivishalayim. Oh, so if that's the makker for the whole din, so you use that shear. So what's the shear of Bama Makom Karev, Bama Makom Rochek? So by Korban Pesach, the shear is how long you can travel in a half a day. Because Korban Pesach, you only become mechuyev in Korban Pesach at Chatzos. Before Chatzos, you're not mechuyev. Most of the Rishonim are pshat. Before Chatzos and Erev Pesach, you're not mechuyev in Korban Pesach. You can only bring the Korban Pesach till Shkia, after Shkia is finished. Even though after Shkia is according to Rabbeinu Tam, still Vada Yom, but you can't be makom Rev in Korban Bonus then. So the Gemara says, how much is makom Korev by Korban Pesach? The amount of the distance that you can travel min hamadim v'lefnim. Why? Because that's the distance that one can travel starting from Chatzos. You draw a circle around Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is in the center. And Modiim is on the circumference. And you draw a circle that's like 15 mil away. Min adim alafnim l'chol tzad, all the way around. Why min adim alafnim? Because At Chatzos, if you're anywhere within the circle, you will be able to reach Yerushalayim with the average ability, average traveling, that Bizmana Mishnah, Bizmana Tanakh, Bizmana Mishnah used to travel by foot. So that's the din by Avelis. Why should you say it's only half a day's traveling? People observe Avelis all day long. But they don't travel all day and all night. They only travel normally from sunrise to sunset, or from Alos HaShachat to Tzeset Kuchom, something like that. So that's what the Krif quotes in the name of the Baha'u'llah Halachas Gedolah. It was there in my cotton. That there by Avelis, the shear is 30 mil. Here the shear is 15 mil from Chatzos till Shkia. And there the shear is 30 mil. The amount of time that it takes a person, the distance that a person can travel, if he travels a whole day long. See, now you're using the din from Karban Pesach, the Halacha Moshim Sinai says 15 mil, it doesn't change. But he's saying, no, the Pshat in the Halacha Moshim Sinai by Karban Pesach isn't strictly 15 mil. Kach Nehmer Halacha, the average way of traveling. Kshibana Beis HaMikdosh, and where people will normally travel by train or travel by car, so the shear will be bigger. She will be halfway into Russia or something. Maybe from America, it'll take longer, but takes more than a half a day. But anywhere over there in Europe and Asia and Africa, anywhere that you can reach Yerushalayim in a half a day's traveling, that'll be Bobby Makhukar. So that's by Avelis, we say Aloha Kitib Ameko Ba'ovel. By Avelis, since it's a machlaikus, the Gedoli Achrainim, the Tshuva Me'ahavo has, Tshuva Me'ahavo was a Talmud of the Nodi Yehuda. Tshuva Me'ahavo has a machlokes with other Achronim about this, whether it's a fixed shear, and even Bizman HaZeh, the shear stays the same. Oh no, it's not a fixed shear. The shear depends on what's considered the normal ability, normal way to travel. So Kshi'ibana Beis HaMikdash will have to ask Eliyona, have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu what the din is. But Leisatos, when it comes to Avelis, I'm going to get the
So no one says, look after me like no one come in and the was on door with no one does them see